These are the four main components of finding a good therapist, trying to find a good fit. Because really it is, therapy is about finding a good fit. It's about finding someone you feel comfortable with and that you have a gut reaction that is positive. If you can, if you're in severe trauma, maybe that doesn't work so well because you don't trust anybody, but I would encourage you to look for people, if you're looking for a therapist, to find someone you feel comfortable with. I'm reminded of that. One of the individuals I've been recently seeing for a while, she says one of her main issues is trust. And she says, I just don't trust people, especially men. But then she says, but for some reason, I do trust you. And I just was grateful. She's an amazing person, but truly within me is no guile. All I want to do is help people. I have no hidden agendas whatsoever. And anyway, this is an individual. She's pretty street smart. She's been through the ringer. But anyway, here are the four things you're looking for in a therapist. First of all, do you understand me? That's number one. Everyone needs to find a safe place if therapy is going to be effective. Find safety. Do you see me? Do you hear me? Do you have empathy? Can you express empathy for who I am and where I am and meet me where I'm at? Do you understand me? That's the first thing. Second thing is, do you care for me? It's this unwritten, kind of unspoken feeling, gut reaction that that your therapist or another healthy individual really does care for you. And all these four components have to do with any healthy relationship also, right? First, do you understand me? Do you see me? Do you care for me? Number two. Number three is, can you help me? Meaning, do you have the knowledge, skill, aptitude, experience to be able to provide the resources that I need to heal? Do you understand about trauma? Do you understand about the different modalities of trauma, treatment, therapy? And so those are the first three. Do you understand me? Do you care for me? Can you help me? And then the fourth is, and this is another big one, will you help me? Do you have room for me? Do you have a spot for me? I'm thinking of a wonderful young man that I'm familiar with that he's really stuck in dealing with anxiety. And he was in therapy with an individual that he felt was providing help, but he would miss some of his appointments due to his anxiety or other things came up. And because of the 24-hour cancellation policy, he would always pay that. He would always pay it. And as a therapist, if you have an hour break in your schedule and you're being paid for it, hey, that's a pretty sweet deal, right? Anyway, so that was what he signed, and so he agreed to that. But this therapist ended up, now get this, this therapist ended up firing him as a client, saying, I can't work with you. And he's going, what do you mean? Well, you miss your appointments. And yeah, well, and from his perspective, as he came to me and was telling me from his perspective, it's like just the fact that I knew you were there was a big deal to me. So back to those four things, do you understand me? It's kind of like this therapist was, no, not really. Do you care for me? No, not really. Can you help me? Maybe you could with the skills and knowledge you have. Obviously, you have a lot of experience. And will you? No, I will not. Ah, unbelievable. all therapists, right? The Hippocratic Oath. This above all, do no harm. The goal is to love people, to love those whom you work with, and strive to be non-judgmental, caring, accept an individual where he's at. I met a new individual this morning who's starting therapy that I'm boggled in my mind. He's totally and completely addicted to medical marijuana. And I said, how did you get prescribed medical marijuana? And it was just because of anxiety and stress. And that's been a number of years ago. And he's just like, it's totally whacking out his life where he can't function at all. Because he smokes so much and it's affecting his relationship, his fathering, but fearful beyond imagination of, I don't think I can ever get off of this. You know, and I taught him about the limbic part of the brain, the subconscious part of the brain. It's using it for survival. It's using it to medicate some unresolved pain, trauma, and the body's gotten used to it and so forth. So yeah, the brain is going to rebel against the idea of getting off of it. So we accept that. We acknowledge that. And then we start super, super slow. So first assignment this week in meeting with him, all right, well, what do you think you can do? I said, how often do you smoke? And he says, well, a joint a night. And I says, well, do you think you can cut it down to 3/4 of a joint? Just pack it differently. And he says, yeah, I can do that. So that's what we're working on. Small and simple implementing progress a little bit at a time. And I tell him it's going to be a journey. It's okay. At the same time, as he's getting off that, then we're going to start addressing some of his early childhood trauma that are just open, festering loops. Some of the stuff he just described that he went through as a child, it's just like, you can't even make this stuff up. What human beings do to one another is just incomprehensible. So, and it does leave a scar, it does leave a mark, but we gotta be about working through it, gotta be about repairing the wound, overcoming whatever it is you're facing, using that mindset, can do, healthy sense of humor. I refuse to be a victim anymore, and I will not allow all these past traumas to continue to control and dominate my life. Going to work on closing those loops. Nature does not like open loops. Self-efficacy is about completing action. It's only when we don't complete action in taking care of ourselves that we can create little trauma bonds where they're open loops. And so part of trauma healing and therapy is going in and closing those loops, leading with the body in the present moment. It's called neuroinception. It's like, what do you feel and experience in your body right now? Listen to that. Let's go with that. Float back in time when you had that same feeling. Earliest and first experience, what pops to mind? And then you just roll with that. And then implement EMDR therapy, talk therapy, whatever the individual is at a place to deal with. Anyway, just had those thoughts and wanted to share again, the 4 main components of a healthy relationship. And if you're looking to find a therapist, these 4 things, again, does the person give you the experience that where you feel understood? Do you understand me? Do you care for me? Non-judgmental. Do you care for me? Can you help me? What is your skill level? It's appropriate to ask. What's your training? What are you certified in? What experiences have you had? How long have you been doing this? And then the 4th, will you? Will you make a slot for me? Anyway, leave you with those 4 thoughts. Have an amazing week.